Well, good morning, good afternoon, everyone. I guess good evening to those of you in Australasia. This is our first attempt at a virtual meeting. We do not have a mechanism yet to acknowledge individuals who are on the video. I am told that by the time our next virtual meeting comes around, we'll have a hand-raising feature that you'll be able to push a button and we'll know at this end when you want to speak. So I think our protocol should be that after the staff does its presentation, I will do a tour of the table alphabetically the way your names appear on the IASB website of both those that are here in London and those that are on the video. And then once we've done that, I guess it's a free-for-all. Those of you who are on the video, if you can speak up, we'll try and capture your names quickly. The problem, of course, is that the way the video is structured, whoever speaks up pops up as the big image on the screen. So for reasons I don't understand right now, that's John O'Grady. And the rest of you appear as small images across the bottom. But we'll just see how that works out. Before we turn to the formal meeting, though, I want to hand off to Hugh Shields, who has an announcement to make to us.
Thank you, Wayne, and good afternoon and Happy New Year to everyone. I want to just spend a short amount of time announcing formally today a restructuring of the technical staff leadership team, and it directly impacts this committee. So this is the first formal announcement of it. And if you're observant and you're here in London, or even if you're not in London, you might have noticed that Henry Rees is sat at the table. And what we have done is we're consolidating the interpretations, implementation, adoption support, and education activities into a single team to be led by Henry, whose new job title is the Director of Implementation and Adoption Activities. He will be supported by Petrina Buchanan, who is also promoted to Associate Director as part of this restructuring. Michael, who I know Wayne is going to give a fulsome thanks in a few moments for his many years of outstanding service on this committee. Michael is going to be leading our, amongst other things actually, but he's going to be focusing on our post-implementation reviews. As you know, the trustees now require us to do post-implementation reviews for all our major new standards. We are about to embark on, I think it's four new PIRs, so it has now become a portfolio in its own right. It is an important piece of our work. So Michael is going to lead our post-implementation reviews. He's also going to be leading a number of research projects. The research agenda or research program has become quite significantly large over the last 12 months. And whilst Peter Clark will continue to lead that, and we continue to, Jane Pike is also a big part of that, Michael is also going to support some of our research agenda because it is a significant part of what we're now doing. And obviously we're working through the agenda consultation at the moment, and we'll have to see where we land, but there are a lot of projects on the research agenda, so we need more resource there as well. Just to complete this picture, Andrea Pride is also promoted to Associate Director and is going to be responsible for our standard setting work as a whole. She will continue to lead the insurance project, but she now has this broader role to look after standard setting more widely. Other than that, there are no other changes to announce. So obviously Wayne is continuing to chair this committee. I've already spoken about Peter Clark. We see these changes as being very complementary and very much building on what we already do in terms of supporting consistent application really, as I say, I very much see this as corroborating the excellent work that this committee is doing. So I'm happy to take any immediate questions, but that is all I wanted to say.
Any questions for you? Obviously, this is a significant change. It's in line, I believe, with the trustees' emphasis, both in their last review and some of the comments we're hearing around current work, that the IASB needs to be more focused on implementation. And sometimes it's been hard to define exactly what we mean by that. So I welcome this kind of a re-emphasis. You said I was going to be fulsome. I'm not sure I do fulsome. In the United States, the only thing we know about Folsom is Folsom Prison Blues by Johnny Cash, or maybe it was Elvis Presley, I'm not sure. Michael has been, to me, the indispensable man. In recent days, as we've talked about how the restructuring is going to work, I've referred to him as co-pilot. And in part, that's because I got the left-hand seat and he's got the right-hand seat, so that's the way it works in an airplane, I think. Really, co-pilot understates the importance of Michael's role. It would have to be co-pilot, crew chief, baggage handler, all of those things rolled into one, because Michael's role has been to make sure that this operation actually works without the wheels falling off, or without baggage being left behind, or all of those things, to stretch my analogy beyond the breaking point. And he's done an absolutely steadfast and reliable job. The number of times we have that something goes wrong, that a paper reaches this committee that isn't quite ready for prime time, that somebody gets forgotten or misplaced, are just damn few. And that's all on Michael and the team that he's been able to put together. And I see that that team is in the room. But he's the guy who leads that team. And so if there's blame, he gets it. If there's credit today, he gets that too. I was going backwards, and I don't think there's a member on this committee who remembers a time before Michael. And so it's a bit of a big transition for you all. I believe in my discussion so far, Henry, Petrina, and I think I saw Petrina wandering around out there at least. She's been involved with something about leasing, some leasing project or topic that seems to be occupying her mind for the last day or two. I believe that Petrina will take over the co-pilot seat, and will all of Michael's responsibilities will devolve on her. It's a big job, but Petrina's been around, been involved with a lot of things around here for a long time, and she just walked into the room. So I have absolutely no concerns about that. Okay, having said all that, this is unusual. If Michael were leaving the IASB, we'd give him a plaque and a poster and a party. But he's not. So no plaque, no poster, no party. If this was a normal Interpretations Committee meeting, we'd have a dinner. And we could all go out and get drunk together. Not normal meeting, so you're all going to have to get drunk on your own. The virtue of that is that we will have Michael around. And we will be able to lean on him, as I'm sure that Petrina and Henry will, in the days going forward. But I think this is going to be as close to a smooth transition as any I've seen lately. So, Michael, thank you.
Thank you.
Heartfelt thank you as a good friend and a colleague. You have anything you want to say?
Yep.
Just to say thank you very much, Wayne, for those words. And I must admit, I've particularly enjoyed working with the Interpretations Committee. I've been in this role for the last nearly six and a half years, which is probably the longest I've been in any one single role. One of the highlights has definitely been working with the members of the Interpretations Committee. So I'd like to say thank you very much to all of the members for the pleasure of working with you over these last several years. And of course to the team that have been, who are the ones who write the papers. So they're the ones who do all the research and the analysis and so on. And then present the results of that work to you. So thank you to the team as well.
Okay. Any comments on the minutes? Don't see any. We've had more than enough administration already. I don't have any administrative. Michael, do you?
No, I don't.
No? All right.